Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today you're going to hear a live podcast we recorded in cooperation with the Young Pros of the Advertising Research Foundation at the Google headquarters right here in New York City.
Yes, this group is made up of smart men and women in the advertising industry. And we think you'll really enjoy hearing the questions that they asked us.
They were super smart.
Mm-hmm.
So in today's recording, we're going to hear about two issues. One, how to navigate around a culture where people share way too much personal information. And two, how to exit a gossipy conversation gracefully.
Ooh, I love both those topics. So we'll join you after this segment with some closing remarks.
I do have a question. I'm kind of going back a few steps, though. I personally sometimes struggle that there's too much emotion going on at my office and people share too much. And
yeah.
I'm very much someone who's a little shady when it comes to my personal life. It's my life, you know.
Uh-huh.
So how would you suggest kind of like combating that or adapting to that? Because
I think you're doing it right. I really do. I think that... the temptation when you're in an environment like that is, hey, we're all friends. Hey, we're hanging. What'd you do last night? Did you sleep with them? You know, whatever. That kind of a conversation. I mean, I find that kind of stuff attractive too. But you know, you want to have that with your girlfriends. You don't, or your guy friends. I think you have to remember it's the workplace. And if you want to have a long career and you want to be promoted, the people don't really need to know all that much. They just need to know your work ethic. And your work product. They don't really need to know anything else.
All right, I'm going to jump in with something here. Which is, there's also a cultural issue. You may be in a culture that's all about everybody sharing everything, and we all go to the bar after work, and whatever. Sorry about singing. But anyway, you have a place, you know, it's all like
it's our
Shangri-La.
Podcast, we can sing.
Yeah, Shangri-La. And so if you're in that culture... You don't have to bust your own boundaries, but you may have to give a few symbolic gestures that say that you care a little bit, you know. And
what do you mean? Give up something? Give up some information?
Do that, or just go to lunch on occasion, or you know, you don't have to cough up a lot of information. It sounds like everyone else is busy doing that. You just need to show that on occasion you're slightly interested.
It is a cultural element, and I don't want to use the word assimilate, but you do want to fit in by nature because you want to be able to, like, get along and more importantly, just, like, form rapport with people.
Yeah.
So that's great advice.
We talk about this, actually, at Holiday. Kathy came up with the best idea because we had someone who wrote in a question about, I don't want to go to the holiday party. I hate it, you know.
And nobody likes the holiday party.
Right.
Come on, nobody does.
And so she came up with the idea, well, you know, find yourself a job to do at the party so that you don't really have to interact with people. You're busy, like, setting up the lights.
Right.
Or there are ways that you can navigate where you're part of but not intermingling too much.
You know, it's funny. We tell bosses all the time because we, you know, as a management consultant, we say nobody likes your holiday party. You don't need to take them out on a boat. They don't want to go out on that boat. But they don't seem to want to hear that. So we know. All right, we have a question over here.
I'm kind of jumping off of hers, but mm-hmm. I was wondering how you gracefully exit a gossipy conversation, because it's easier said than done, especially when they consider you friends.
Yes.
Well, you always have an emergency email you got to get out, don't you? Or FedEx is about to close, I've got to get a package. Oh, you know what? I just remembered I have to email so-and-so. Oh, I just remembered I've got to get a report out. That's really the best way in the workplace to get out of it. You don't really want to say you don't want to be part of it because you know the minute you walk away, then they're going to talk about you.
Right.
So I think it always should be work-related.
Well, I thought both of those questions were so interesting because mm-hmm. they really involve a sense of boundaries, mm-hmm. you know, and personal information, how much you want to share and how much you want to hear of
mm-hmm.
others.
Mm-hmm.
And they also incorporated the fact that at work, it's often expected that you share things about yourself, whether you really want to or not?
What I find fascinating about these questions is that no one really talks about it. We're the only ones that bring this stuff up.
Yeah.
And it gets complicated.
Yes.
And I don't know that people really realize how much more complicated it is. And so these were the young pros. These are very young people that are fairly new in their career.
Yeah.
They're either at their first, maybe second or third job, but they're young in their career.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you make these decisions.
Yeah.
That's when you decide, oh, this is gossip, this is not for me. Or, oh, you know, I just spilled the beans.
You may learn the hard way.
Right.
Right, that you share too much information or you get caught up in a gossip circle and then you feel gross afterwards.
Or you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Or also you find...
Another possible consequence.
Right. Or you also find out that by not sharing, you're excluded.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that you learn.
Yeah.
But it also comes down to the culture of the organization that you're working in.
Always.
You know, I think if a company is maybe not that busy, that's when a lot of this stuff happens. I mean, who has time?
Well, and this is where you and I always have a slightly different perspective, because I think when a company has a lot of young professionals, for them, the workplace is a social setting, whether mm-hmm. it should be or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tendency to want to share about yourself or others wanting to share about their, you know, social life or even invite you to go out with them after work is very strong. So mm-hmm. it does take practice to navigate it in a way that feels right to you and in a way, to your point, that doesn't put you in trouble.
You know, I guess I disagree only because I always worked. I had jobs from the time I was... not going to camp. You know, my parents made me go to camp every summer. And then, so I guess I was 15 and mm-hmm. I always had to work after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't stay home. So I had jobs so that when I entered the workforce, I knew that the people that were very social and the people that used the workplace to fill their personal void were frowned upon by the older workers.
Yeah, right. You had that perspective, which many young workers don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw, like, the less talking you did about things that were not work-related, the less trouble you got into.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to impress the older, the people that were in power,
yeah.
not my peers.
Yeah.
Because I was in competition with them. I wanted to move up the ladder. So I learned that pretty quickly. So that's, I understand the temptation.
Yes, yeah. You just don't think it's the smart way to go.
I don't think it's what the workplace is about. I think you want to establish a healthy personal life outside of the workplace. And you could be texting and writing all of the humor that's going on in the office to your friends outside, which yeah. is what I do. Sometimes, not always. I don't have time for it. And they're busy, too.
While you're with a client, no.
But I do. Yeah, while I'm with a client, I'm going, you're not going to believe what she's wearing. No, I don't do that. And I forget, usually. Anyway, you understand my point.
I'm in agreement. All I'm saying is that I understand also developmentally that it's something that often is learned, not necessarily known. And I think your example is a great role model for others in terms of really seeing also the fact that you worked with older workers early in your life, right? So you knew kind of what their expectations were and how they gave respect.
You know, I worked for this one company. They were an industrial diamond company. It was really a great experience for me. And I, of course, had the crappiest job in the office. You know, I would have to order them lunch and then set the conference room table. They all had lunch together every
yeah.
day, and I would have to lay their sandwiches out and then clean it up. You know, all
yeah.
right, so I was the maid. But but I listened to their lunchtime conversations. I
yeah.
was in the kitchen eating, and I listened, and they only talked about business. They used their lunch hour... to work.
Was it all men?
It was all men. Well,
yes.
Hello, I was in the kitchen. The other woman was doing the books.
Well,
you know?
But there's a point there that women tend to, remember, women like to tend and befriend. And so women often combine social and work
mm-hmm.
conversations
mm-hmm.
as part of how we bond. And given your example, I'll just tell you how I did it the wrong way. I worked at a health center. I was the token heterosexual at a gay health center,
mm-hmm.
and I was a receptionist, and I wanted to be accepted. And so I would go with them to gay bars and dance at the discos, and
mm-hmm.
it was so, I crossed so many boundaries.
You most certainly did.
I had a good time, and at times it was a little confusing because it was so clear that I didn't belong there. But I did it at that time to try to bond with my coworkers. Mm-hmm. So I learned the slow, dumb way, you know, about setting boundaries. But I did engage in that kind of activity.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good story, Catherine. Well, anyway, so I think this is something that people have to really put some thought into.
They do.
And, of course, exiting a gossipy conversation, I mean, I'm the first to get caught in those. Because, no. there's nothing like a good piece of gossip. You remember, I like The Housewives. The whole yeah. franchise. Yeah. Yeah. I love sure. all that. And that's all that is gossip.
Yeah.
I don't know why I find it delicious. Because it's really not. But it somehow soothes me. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about it. It's probably my upbringing. But anyway, but I think at work, it usually doesn't go in the right direction.
Yeah. It does. So, and I'm on the other side, which
you don't like gossip.
I just have never
really. She won't gossip with me.
At all?
Never.
Never.
I'm not
never.
Very. I just what have never been say? Good at
she,
it.
She like turns away and gets busy. She has no interest in it.
I
at
do
all.
What Kathy coached that woman to do. Mm-hmm. I've got
all of a sudden. Get out of the meeting. Get this email out, Kathy. I'll talk to you later.
And then I feel dirty because I said something that you know Catherine thought wasn't good enough. Whereas, so I call a girlfriend.
So no, we're both giving good examples, though, of the yin and yang of this situation, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That it is tempting. It is tempting also, again, with belonging and feeling affiliated with your colleagues.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, gossip is a bonding.
It really
on negativity,
is.
On, yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
It takes a while, though, to figure out that it's negativity, right? Because in the moment, it feels delicious.
Well, it could be very funny.
Right. Exactly.
And we're all, you know, we are all, I don't want to say failed humans, but we're all, you know, we
are fallible.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And we all have, you know, we're imperfect.
Well, that's why we love to hear about celebrities and their problems and, you know, their embarrassing mm-hmm. moments. It's mm-hmm. true. I do read People magazine.
Oh, who cares? I mean, that's not the enjoyable side of gossip. You just like fame. All right. Anyway, so there's going to be more to this series, so I hope you enjoy.
Yes. Join us next time on another My Crazy Office.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.